Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
I'm joined now by Dr. Eben Joseph. Good morning, Eben.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
And you're a lecturer in Black Studies and Critical Race Perspectives in Education at UCD and founder of the Institute of Anti-Racism. You're originally from Nigeria, but you've lived here in Ireland a long time. Can you tell me first briefly, Eben, how was Thursday night for you and your family?
For me, it was traumatic. It was just terrible. It was scary because, you know, I'd been busy all day. I was at the conference. I was at the next conference all day. So I was not on social media. And then I finished and I went for another event. So it was 9 o'clock when I got on my social media, you know, to like, oh, see what was happening for the day. And then the next thing I saw, I was like, this is Dublin. Oh, my God. And I was getting phone calls and messages. People were asking, Epo, are you okay? Are your kids okay? You know? And the next thing I realized, my young son, now he's not that young, he's 20, but my son had gone for basketball. He plays basketball. One of his friends, normally they drive together and they come back together. But, you know, young kids, you know, they go out. And so when I saw the burning, all I saw just, you know, a guy that car, I saw these guys pick a box, a carton with fire in it, put it in the back seat of the guy that can lock the door and then shake it. The video played before me. They shook it and jumped and watched until that car caught fire. Do you know? I was like, oh my God, this is happening in Dublin. I ran. I'm telling you what I did. I was already in my pajamas. I got in my pajamas, put on a dressing gown, put on a jacket, took my keys, ran into my car, ran to the youth club to go and pick my son from basketball. He's 20, but I was that worried, I was that scared because he's tall, he's 6'3", he's black. So when there's an anti-immigrant sentiment, we can't hide our being of immigrant descent. My son is Irish, he was born here. He's only known Ireland as home. But at that minute, when something is happening, nobody's going to say, show me your passport. Nobody's going to say, speak. Can you speak English? Can you speak with an accent or not? You're just black. You're different. You are the picture of immigrant. So that picture painted in my mind. And I said, no, I don't want to look for my son. I only have two. So I ran out. That was the impact it had on me. Panic, my heart beating just to get my son home.
Okay.
And then, you know, to look at, you know, I think two things actually happened on Thursday. First was panic for the young girls. I mean, can you imagine a six-year-old being stabbed? I mean, I'm worried about a 20-year-old man being, you know, something happened to him. Can you imagine a six-year-old girl being stabbed? Imagine that picture will stay with those young people for a long time. So the damage that happened after that obliterated, obscured this. We should have been worrying about these young people, but it became another worry about anti-immigrant sentiment. I just think that it was such a disservice, you know, to what happened that night.
Yes, absolutely. And what do you think about, and if we kind of try and separate the core of far-right activists from the young people, and look, there are texters pointing out that they were not all from the North Inner City, and they certainly weren't. But what do you say to those young people, or what do we do to educate or enlighten those young people, or to show them a different path?
You know, I always do look at something which I call teachable moments. You know, so first we've gone into the panic and we've all posted out there, well, you know, there's a lot of name calling. Name calling does not help, you know, because I heard the conversation before. So the name calling doesn't help. You know, it's like, you know, so it doesn't help. It's not going to make any change. So what would I encourage us to do? To look at this as teachable moments. You know, like, and that means that we need leadership from the government, we need leadership from businesses, we need leadership from, you know, community group leaders, we need leadership from every community group to come out and speak against it. Number one, we burnt a tram. We don't have enough transportation in Ireland. If you're going to work in the morning, the tram is, people are packed like sardines, and we burnt a tram, we burnt a bus, we don't have enough gathered cars, so when there's something going wrong, we burnt three. I'm saying we because those boys, we all burnt it that day. So we burnt those things and we don't have enough of them. We have enough problems. So those moments, we need to highlight those things instead of descending into the name calling. We need to highlight those kind of things to say the impact is going to have on our populations, on people going to war. That's number one. So the story, the narrative should not be that, oh, it's a bit, you know, few thuggery. You know, it's like we want to revision, you know, revisionist moment of, you know, just trying to blame a few set of people. Forget about the name blaming now. How can we use this as a teachable moment for our society to learn that when we descend into violence like this, when things happen without giving opportunity, there was no opportunity given, you know, to say like, oh, you know, maybe they're giving opportunity and then people are denying, then we say, okay, we are reacting. You know, so violence is a second, third or fifth base response. So we've not even given opportunity for, you know, to even find out what happened before this violence erupted. So if it was a simple protest, yeah, fine, you can protest, but not violence with that kind of fire. That's number one thing. So to look at the impact economically, not even on those in power, because it's, yeah. But the second thing is, would have been to look at, you know, the image that has been sent to the world about Ireland. This is not the island we want to be beamed to the world. We need our economy to grow. So the same thing that they are fighting against, this very act are going to damage our economy because we need people to come here to work. And if this image is being sent out and Ireland is seen as unsafe to come to, we are going to be creating economic problems.
Okay, Dr. Evan Joseph, thank you very much. Lots of texts on that. And look, as Eddie Mullins predicted himself, a lot of people don't agree with him. I was one of 11 children reared in poverty. Not one of us ever robbed or burned or hit people or became thugs. Eamon and Cork says, Brendan, I'm sorry. In the past, I would have been sympathetic to the opinions of your guests, but we have a real problem with opportunistic hooliganism. The reason that no teens were arrested by Gardaí is simple. They will walk out of the justice system free. We need to tackle these youths that are running wild. We also need to take on the extreme right by, like the cab, chasing the money, chase their digital trails, taking strong action against them. And we are told a lot of that is going to start happening, I think, in a way that it possibly wasn't before. Okay, we leave that there and we'll take a break.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.